Proclamation number 3348, dated the November 27th, 1944. Natural disaster. Good and bad people will fall prey. In the hour of greatest need, many people will call upon God, yet not every call will come from the heart, because the danger therein will disable their ability to think, and thus they will merely address God with their lips, and their prayer will fade away unheard. Only those who will be able to send their thoughts to Him, if only for a few moments, will be supported by God, either by rescuing them from bodily adversity or by still offering blessings to their soul before the end. Death should not always be considered the greatest evil, for if a person facing death has found his way to God as a result, it will have been an effective means for his salvation, which is more valuable than the preservation of physical life and spiritual darkness. And this is why countless people will soon lose their lives, partly as a warning to their fellow human beings and partly for the sake of their own spiritual hardship. But righteous people, too, whose life has come to an end according to God's will also be recalled from this earth. For where God Himself is recognizable, where the forces of nature, which are subject to God, are in turmoil, that is where His will determines who shall fall prey to this event. Mature and immature people will have to leave this earth, yet if a soul has recognized God before its death, its spiritual progress in the beyond will be guaranteed, and the finished earthly life will only be a blessing. And the earthly adversity will be severe and still offer everyone the option of finding God, for the natural event will announce itself in advance. Unusual signs will indicate an unusual event, so that every human being can still change his mind ahead of time, and through fellow human beings he will also be informed of the highest authority, the controller of heaven and earth, so that he will still have time and opportunity to join in through heartfelt prayer. Yet then humanity's distance from God will be revealed, for only a few will accept Him, only a few will turn to Him for protection and help in their fear and affliction. Most of them reject Him consciously and unconsciously. They watch the spectacle of nature only in hope of a speedy end, and therefore the hour of adversity will hit them even more severely, because they feel totally abandoned, since they have no faith at all. However, even many of those who are distant from God will remain alive, to whom God will still offer the opportunity of gaining realization afterwards. Good and bad people will lose their lives, and good and bad people will stay alive, for this natural disaster is not a separation of the spirits as yet, but only a last admonition prior to the final judgment, from which all people shall derive psychological benefits. Even so, it is up to them how they will evaluate the last admonition. They can gain realization before or after the disastrous night, but they can also keep their former frame of mind, and thus the big event will not have made any impression on their souls. And so, after that, God opposing people will actively aim to destroy all faith in God, and they will refer to this natural disaster as the strongest evidence of His non-existence. They will emerge as the greatest enemies of God from an event which was intended to lead them back to faith, and thus the battle will visibly erupt between those who became strong and faithful as a result of this event and those who survived it despite their unbelief. And thus everything will approach its end after the short time of grace granted to humanity before the last judgment. Amen.